Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, concerns are being expressed at the high numbers of remand prisoners in the Irish prison system currently, with up to a third of prisoners in some of our prisons currently on remand. And Brian O'Connell has been investigating this for us, and Brian is here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Claire.
So before we get to the numbers, Brian, briefly, how does someone end up on remand and how does that differ from it being that person being a mainstay prisoner?
Yeah, so there is a difference. So a remand prisoner is someone who hasn't been convicted of an offence yet, but they have been charged, held in custody then while you wait for your trial. So whether you're held on remand, it would depend on a number of factors. So for example, the type of offence, the evidence, if you've a previous history where you haven't turned up in court, if a senior Garda officer is of the view you should be remanded in custody because possibly you could commit more crime. So as a remand prisoner, generally, as far as it's possible, there's an attempt to try and separate remand prisoners from convicted ones. It's not always possible. For example, if you live outside Dublin, you will be remanded in your nearest prison. So you're possibly going to have to share a cell with a convicted prisoner.
OK, so you have been analysing all of these figures in recent weeks. So what have you discovered?
What I found out is that there are a very high number of prisoners in our prisons currently who are on remand. So generally, we know there are more people in prison this year than there were last year. There are more people in prison last year than there were the year previous. But if you look, for example, at last Thursday, close to 5,000 people in prison, one in five were remand prisoners. If you look at, for example, Cork Prison, one of our newest prisons, it had 296 spaces on Friday, 323 prisoners in the prison, 100 of them almost a third were remand prisoners. And then if you look back to the same day, say in 2020, so pre-COVID, 66 were held on remand. So that number in Cork alone, as you can see, is up by a third. Mm-hmm. Clover Hill is our dedicated remand prison in Dublin. It was operating at 116% capacity at times last week. So over the course of 2023, I had a look at some of the figures and a total of just over 3,000 prisoners were on remand, were in custody awaiting trial. That was an increase of just over 20% on the year previous.
Okay, so these people are charged with crimes, they're not convicted, and as we said at the beginning, there are concerns now expressed at the increase in the numbers who are on remand.
Yeah, there's an obvious balance, I suppose, here between protecting society and seeing that justice can be served, that's on one side, and then you have to ensure you don't unnecessarily and detrimentally encroach on someone's liberty. But not only are the numbers on remand a concern, the length of time on remand is as well. Last year, the statistics I've seen showed just over 70 people spent over a year on remand. Now, I spoke with Saoirse Brady. She's Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust, and she began by highlighting the increase in the numbers on remand.
Between this year and last year, you know, you're seeing about 20% increase. You're seeing more people coming into pre-trial detention, and that shouldn't be the case. If we're looking to alleviate pressure on the prison system, then I think we should really be focusing on people on remand and whether or not they have to be held in custody in the first place. They have been untried, so they haven't yet gone to trial and they haven't been convicted of a crime. We would refer to it as pre-trial detention because we think that better describes what it is. They're meant to be separated from other people who have been sentenced, who've been convicted of a crime and have been sentenced for that offence. But what we are seeing more regularly are people being held in pretrial detention alongside people who are sentenced.
There is a balance to be got here, isn't there? If there's a duty to try and protect society, that that person doesn't continue committing offences while they're awaiting trial.
Of course, but when you look at the numbers in prison, so if you look at the Irish Prison Service annual report for 2022, which is the most recent one that we have, 74% of committals were for sentence of 12 months or less. So it was for a less serious offence. So really what we need to think about is whether we are using the bail system appropriately. You know, people should be granted bail. There should be a presumption of bail unless there are very specific reasons why somebody should be held in pretrial detention or on remand. So, you know, those would be things like people, if there were a flight risk, if they weren't going to show up for their trial, if they were going to intimidate witnesses or, you know, cause harm to somebody else. Those are valid reasons. But, you know, when we're talking about over 900 people being held on remand, you know, you have to question whether the majority of those couldn't be out on bail.
That's Saoirse Brady there. Do we know, Brian, why there has been such an increase in the numbers being held on remand?
Well, it's a good question. I've been asking it. It would seem there's no one single factor. You hear sometimes people are remanded into custody to access services, be it mental health or addiction supports. We know people held on remand do have higher rates of self-harm. Some people are telling me enhanced court sittings because of backlogs, lack of increase in prison space is having an impact, the increased population generally in Ireland, and then more robust crime laws. These will all be factors. Now, I asked the Irish Prison Service for comment on the numbers on remand at the moment. And essentially, the Irish Prison Service, they have to accept all prisoners committed by the courts. They pointed out the capacity that has been increased, for example, in Mountjoy, in Limerick, in the female prison as well in Limerick. There are plans for four capital projects at the moment, and they are going to be shortly progressing a number of modular bills. They'll be across the lower security prison sites.
Okay, now let's look at what's happening in the courts. And you spoke to someone who's well placed to give an assessment as to what's going on there.
Yes, I spoke with well-known solicitor Frank Buttermer. He stepped out of court for a couple of minutes last week just to give me his take on what's happening at present and why Frank Buttermer feels we should be concerned at the increasing use of remand.
If you're a remand prisoner, you cannot be released until your case actually finishes. The knock-on effect of that is sentenced prisoners are then entitled to be released on an early release scheme, so they're not serving their sentences, which is perfectly fine in some cases as well. The other concern I've noticed is the sort of delay in terms of getting cases to the court system. And certainly the two areas of delay that you'll see are the commitment of resources by the police to, you know, the investigation of a crime, so that then the police file is assembled and submitted to the DPP. Of far greater significance then, I've noticed, and I don't know why it is, that once the file does happen to go to the DPP to be considered for what they call DPP directions, that there has been a significant delay throughout that time. People are on remand, though, as you correctly state, they're innocent until proven guilty. So the remand period in some cases can be quite considerable.
And is it the case, Frank, that courts are less likely to grant bail now compared to, say, 5 or 10 years ago? I mean, is there a change in policy here or something?
No, not necessarily. I think myself, it's just an increase in the volume of criminal prosecutions going through the court, where there's a natural, I suppose, reaction by An Garda Síochána Síochána looking at their position to seek a remand because of fears that they might have about repeat offending or fears about somebody not turning up in court.
Why should society as a whole be concerned if there are high numbers of prisoners on remand?
Well, there are many reasons. First of all, people are innocent until proven guilty. That's the system. Second of all, putting these people on remand has the knock-on consequence then of sentenced prisoners, you know, not completing their sentences because they're getting early release.
So that was Frank Buttermer there. And you followed up his point, Brian, about the length of time he feels it's taking the DPP to make decisions.
Got in touch with the DPP's office and they said they receive 12,000 files per year approximately. Files vary in size and complexity. They can impact on the time, obviously, it takes to make a decision. They say approximately 75% of cases, a decision whether or not to prosecute is made within a 4-week period.
And then on the political side of this, you've some opposition TDs who are really calling for action on it.
Well, Labour Education and Justice spokesperson Eoghan Reardon said he shares concerns at the high number of prisoners on remand at the moment. This is some of what he had to say.
I've raised the issue of prison overcrowding on quite a number of occasions with the Minister for Justice. A group of us Oireachtas members have made a number of visits to Mountjoy Prison over the past number of years. There was too many people getting 4-month sentences. They couldn't integrate into prison life. They couldn't get anything out of the experience. They were clogging up the system and it wasn't working. There's also far too many people in the prison system with mental health issues, with addiction issues, who shouldn't be there. So the answer to overcrowding, the minister and the government seem to think it's more prison spaces. We would, in the Labour Party, would believe it's less prisoners. Those with addiction issues, those with mental health challenges, and those in 4-month sentences don't need to be there. But clearly the number of people on remand is completely unacceptable. It's a massive illustration of the lack of respect, the lack of understanding of the impact this has on somebody's life. It feels sometimes that if you're on the wrong end of the justice system, that your rights don't matter, your humanity doesn't matter, your family life doesn't matter. But it absolutely does. And those numbers just have to be addressed by the system and indeed by the Minister for Justice.
So that's Labour's Education and Justice spokesperson Eoghan O'Riordan. Now, I got onto the Department of Justice just for their response in relation to this. They said a review of policy options for prisons and penals was published in August 2022. So that's essentially recognising that community-based sanctions have a significant role here in addressing criminality, and work is ongoing around the implementation of some of that work. There has been increased investment in the criminal justice sector. They acknowledged that. They said the decision to remand a person in custody or the granting of bail, that's solely a matter for the courts. It's not something the minister would have any control over.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian O'Connell reporting there. Still to come in the next hour of the programme, ideological extremism is on the rise in Europe, and the June European elections are being described as a potential signpost to a new era. We'll find out what the lay of the land is in France, in Germany and in Hungary. And Agnes Boucher-Hayes has a lesson in pies for us, from the pastry to the very many fillings. That's all on the way after 11.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.